In Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, Eizehu Patsua Dake. Tana Rabbanon, Eizehu Patsua Dake. Kol Shenivtsu Beitzim Shaloi. So Rashi says, Nivtsu Kemoi Petza, a wound, Makas Cherev Vesakin. A Make that came with a sharp instrument, that's a petza. Nivtsu beitzim sheloi, that means both beitzim. Then the Baraisa continues, vafilu achas mehen. One of the two beitzim, it's also called a ptsuadak. Now it seems the Baraisa is saying more chedushim. Vafilu nikvu. Afilu, it was Nikev, and it seems Nikev is less than Nivtsu. That's also possible. We'll have Taisvus later. Nikvu means a Nekev Mefulish. So exactly why Nikvu is a bigger Chiddush than Nivtsu, I don't know, unless the Makkah is also a chelik, Makkah's Cherev Vesakin. Maybe the Makkah is a chelik of the Ptziya, Nikvu is without a Makkah. I don't know exactly why Nikvu is a bigger Chiddush than Nivtsu. Vafilu Nimoiku. Nimoiku Machmas Makkah. They shrunk. Nimoiku Vuhuktenu Me'alehim. They became smaller. They shrunk. Vafilu chosru. Kolshu. Rashi says. The Amshul Shloime says on this. Nimoiku is chosru mibifnim. That means the beitzim became smaller. They shrunk. The tzomku. And chosruz mi bachutz, that they were mechaser a chelik of the beitze mi bachutz. So these are the four psulim on the beitzim. Nivtsu, nikvu, nimoiku, vafilo chosru, kolshu. It could be a petza is larger than a nekev, and that is the chiluk between nivtsu and nikvu. Oma Rabbi Yishmoel b'noi shorab yoichanem ben breike, shamati mipi chachomim bekerem b'yavne, kol she'ein loy elo beitza achas, eina elo saris chamo v'kosha. If a person has only one beitza, so this is a sris chamo v'kosha. So the Gemara asks, sris chamo salke daitoch, elo harei hu kisris chamo v'kosha. Now it is very unclear what Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Abyechen b'mbroike is saying. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, b'kerem, here Rashi is Moruch Hashem is Mevayer. So Yoyishvim Shurei Shureis Kekerem Hanatua Shurei Shureis. So the Gemara says Srischamo Salke Daitoch or Srischamo Bidei Shemayim Machmas Choylihu Vahai Lav Choylihu. It would seem that Rashi is saying that we are speaking about that ein loy beitza achas not machmas choyli. Rashi says two things. Ho srischamo bidei shamayim machmas choyli v'hai lav choyli. Rashi says it's bidei shamayim. It's machmas choyli v'hai lav choyli. I think from the Rabbi Avrami Naho means it's not bidei shamayim also. And Taisus learns like that. That it was that one of the beitzim was cut off. was cut off completely. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So this is no dimyin to Asris Chama. Asris Chama's bidei shamayim, machmas choyli, and this is bidei Adam. And we'll see later in the sugya that one of the yisoides of the psul of Tzuradaka has to be bidei Adam. So this is not Asris Chama. This is bidei, the Asris Chama is bidei shamayim. So the Gemara says, Ela harei hu kisris chamo v'kosha. Kisris chamo v'kosha, not that it is physically like a sris chame. Sris chame is bidei shemaim, this is bidei odom, but halachically it's like a sris chamo. Yosro teiro, ela potzua, v'dach, v'korus. And this is nitol. Nitol is something else. Nitol does not fall into this category. We'll go a little further and then we'll come back to this pshat. Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor wants to say a pshat himself. He said, it seems it's not like Rashi, that that it means that it was, that he, yes, he was born with one beitzer. So the Gemara asks, this is not a Sris Chama. This is a Sris Chama. Sris Chama means that he has all the Evorim, but they don't function. That's the Taicha Sris Chama. Here he's missing an Eva, he's missing a Beitze. So the Gemara says, Ela Hareyu Kisris Chama. He has the loch of a Sris Chama. So according to Rabbi Avraham Minahor, it's speaking about that he was missing a beitze, either Mishas Leide, or either Echoyli, and this is better than, well, Spidei Shemayim, we'll see. So this is the same aloha like a Sris Chama. Even though a Sris Chama is all day about him, and here he's missing one of the essential Eivorim. So the Gemara asks, Bahu Gavre, Elarikis is Chama Vekosh, Venikev Loi Moilit. So now the Gemara is asking Ganukash. We had over here that Nikev is Posel. That's a Nikev, Afilabayachis is Posel. But who gavre the solik ledikle? Person went up a dekel. V'chol zei silu bebeitzim, and they kites punctured the beitzim. The nofak minei kechut de mugla, and some leiches came out from this puncture from the beim. The swashich v'zera that came out from this puncture. Boilit. And he had children. So you see, if he had children, the Gemara seems understood that a Psuadak and a Khrushchevcha are not Meilet. So if you say Nikev Abayim Beitzim is called that he's Meilet, so he's not Akochoch from one of these Psulim. This is a Maise Shehoya. So the Gemara says, Hosholach Shmuel Akame Darav. No, Shmuel was not too sure that he was Moilet. Shmuel was Toilet that Mestama the children are Mamzerim, because Shmuel held that he couldn't have children. What does Rashi say? V'nofek minei shich v'zera, kechut temugle, kemin leiche, v'fil hochi, oilet boser hochi. Me'ayin heim zonso ishtoi. Let us see Tosfos. Krush Shofcha, we hear in the Mishnah explains what these two psulim are. Kol Shanichre Sagid, Ptsu Edake, Kol Shanipsu Rabbeitzim Shaloi, Filo Achas Mehem. So from the Mishnah it would seem that the psul krus goes on the gid, and the psul patsua goes on the beitzim. Taimalari, the may noka patsia be beitzim, the krisa be gid, hamrine be gmora patsua be kulon, dake be kulon, korus be kulon. So it goes, the kulon includes the beitzim, the gid, the chute beitzim. So why did the Tana, well, why did he toile the krus and the gid? Vomari, the mishum, the gid, ayedei krise shoifech. If the gid is nichras, so the zera drips. The beloi krise mikaleach. If it's not nichras, so it's mikaleach, it shoots out. Is nokat krus shofcha begid. That means the krisa created a shviche. So that's why he said that by the gid. Nikvu v'hu adinat v'la achas mehem. She'ein loy elo beitza achas, ein elo kesris chamo v'kosho. Taim da omar ma, kol shenivtzu beitza v'afu'la achas mehem. So now here he says that that ein lo el beitza achas it's kosher. V'lekel ameimer da ochi bidei shamayim. So we'll say that here it's speaking about that was bidei shamayim, and we'll learn later the whole psul of ptsua is davke bidei odom. Timkein afilu shneim nami kedamrinim besomuch. Tabi patsua de kosher bidei shemayim, for mustama hu adin krus. That means that if it was patsua, if it was korus, that means the Gemara says later that these psulim are only if it was al yedei odom, bidei shemayim. There's no psul whatsoever. So why was he toile, if it's speaking about bidei shemayim, so why did he say davke? He's left over with one beitzah. I feel he's left over with no beitzah. If it was bidei shamayim, he's not. This is not the psul. Va'oit the bidei adam nami yachazinan kama bnei adam shekersim in beitzah achas umelid. Taisva says now. Taisva says ma'isim shahoyu. Kama bnei odom da kersim beitza achas umeilidin. So it's mistaver that Rabbi Shmuel bnei Shrab Yechon Mabroike is speaking about bidei odom. So mistaver loy mertzei vachazer al bnei yemei ayinim. It's not mistaver that we see by so many people that we should be toile that the mamzerim, the children. So the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. So we have a kasha. If it's bidei shemayim, and so we're both beitzim. If it's bidei yodom, so we hear that nivtza filo bebeitza achas is possible. Yesh lechalek beinitelis habeitza lipziya. There's a difference if it was nittle, if it was severed completely, or if there was a ptziyah in the beitzah. Dersha nittle legamri meilet. But if the beitzah is there, and there's a petzah, there's a wound in the beitzah, so then that beitzah, it seems, is also functions, and it functions improperly, and then that's miniyah hilode. It sounds modern. So Taisva says in Hilchus Treifes, you also have a similar halacha. Midi dahava anitol hatchol the ksheira. The spleen was taken. It's not treifa. V'nikev besumcheo treifa. So there's a mila of nitol over nikev. V'hod omar lekamon bein shen nichrisu beitzim. There's a psul of korus, bein chutei beitzim. No, So now it's a bittery geschäft. So if it says, if niches echute beitzim, so that's al kochoch, if it was nitel the beitzim, so it's niches echute beitzim. So let it be possible of niches echute beitzim. Heinu daf kishneim. So Taisa says, yeah. Niches echute beitzim is possible, is dafke if both of them. There's beitzim. Avo niches achas mina beitzim kosher. But if one of the beitzim was nichas, so that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel, that if one was nichas, so this is better than nifza. And this, so there's no psul of nifza, there's no psul of nichas. And nifza is a fill on one beitze, but it's not nifza, it's nichas. And in the chute beitzim is dafke both. Va'av im timtze loymed Rabbi Shmuel leflugi atane kama osi. A fellow will say, what makes such chilukim? The Tane Kama says, nifza bebeitza achas. So according to the Tane Kama, who are the nitel beitza achas, is also possible. Rabbi Shmuel is chilik. Hilchese kevosei, kivin sheshoma mipicha chomim bekerem beyavne, avesamche, that's a... Chomim bekerem beyavnes as a mokim you can be saimecham. Kedoma bachoylet mesnisen de karma hodebei. From the Mishnah in the karma and kerem beyavne was choyze. Obi rishalmi nami mashme da haloche de kosher. That if one of the beitzim was taken off, it's kosher. Avo mashme dein moilet. But from the Yerushalmi it would seem that he's not moilet. To Omar Rab Zeira, shamati shehaloche k'Rabbi Shmuel. I heard the loch is Rabbi Shmuel. Vomina mishmul hosom, im yovai lefonai bal beitza achas, ani machshiroi, albi machshehem. Omar Rab Yudin bar Chanine ubilvad Shleiman. So when are we marshal Bulvad Shleiman? Now what does this mean? Oimari Shiyesh Leforesh Betray Gavni. Now that what Rabbi Yudin Bachnin said, Bulvad Shleiman, we could say two pshotim in this. Kloima Davke Shenitlo Ha'achas. One beitza was taken, va'achas shleimo kosher, and the other one is shleime. Avo nivtzo afilu achas gorotve, kidipirashti. He says, that's what he's telling us. Nitlos kosher, because there's no ptzir. That means the beitza that's left over is shalem. But nivtzo achas, so if one of the beitzim is damaged, so then it's possible. The Rosh says, fakert, a fakert pshat, api darkoi shel hori. Davke shleimim, he wants to say, that davke, if the beitzim that was nitel was sholim to begin with. But if it was nivtza to begin with, and then he took off, that baits, then it's possible. So it's machma. It's not like treifis. By treifis, the loch is, it's a psul, the chayzalach sheiroi. And here it's not like that. Afke shleimim, that both baits were shleimim, one was taken off, so then it is kosher. That's how the Rosh says pshat in Yerushalmi. Avul, Yoisa nirel elri leforeish, that's not pshat in Yerushalmi, shehim shtei teivois, ubilvad bishel yemin. That one is nitel, beitz is kosher, if it's left over with the yemin. That the right beitz has to be left over. The chumra gdoilo. If we have here, he says, the Iker is that the Beitza Yamin should remain. Umesayim, and now the Yerushalmi ends, the Uvda Avekamei de Rabbi Ami, to Zamaisen Rabbi Ami, Omalei, in Karsi, Atshor Yelei, this would seem like Taisva said that Afila was Nivtza, so the Krisa will help, in Karsi, Atshor Yelei, Elavi Yodi Deloi Moilet. But you should know that you won't be able to have children. That means the krisa will be matter you, but you won't be able to have children. Mashma de lekulu haloche k'Rabbi Yishmael de Marsha. According to everyone, mashmosa mitoicha maskone da airi bidei odom, that it's speaking about that it was sanito. Koshein le beitza achas, ein elu soos chama, the kosher means that the second beitza was taken off bidei odom, ba'af al pikein, it is kosher. This is shitas ha-toisvus. Zogte gemore weiter, Omar av Yehuda Mashmul, potzu edake bidei shamayim kosher. If a person became a patsua daka bidei shamayim kosher. Now Rashi says, bidei shamayim, three cases. Al yidei ra'omim, either it is speaking about that thunder damage, some of the koil l'chayra damaged it, uborod, was born like that. It's unclear what the case of Borod is. If Borod means that it was directly hit by Borod, and that made the damage to the Beitzer, or that could also be Bidei Shemaim. It's Bidei Shemaim. That means there was no Yad Odom Beemtza. Oimi Me'imoy, he was born like this. The Rosh is medayik from Rashi. What about a chili? So the Rosh is medayik from Rashi that a chili does not fall into the category of bidei shamayim. The Yamshe Shloime wants to say Rashi could be means chili also. Rashi isn't a reichel that's going to say everything. And he's medayik from the Rosh and a Rambam, that the Rambam is a meiradike meiko. That the Rambam holds that if it was a chayli that brought about the petziah, so afilu, afterwards, in order to be merapit, they did a maise bidei odom, that also is called bidei shemayim, because the reason for this pa'ula is bidei shemayim. That's how the Yom Shishloim is medayik from the Loshon Rambam. Aba al koponim, we have here aloche, if a person was a patsua dako bidei shamayim kosher. Tavke bidei odom is possible. Oma rova hainu de korinon patsua veloi korinon ha patsua. What does Rashi say? We have a ksiv ha-potsua, vimashma ha-potsua me-ikoroi, kegoin mi-me-imoi, which would include a case of bidei shamayim also. And since it says potsua, so it would seem to be mashmit this seer, and fakert, and the our guidelines are bidei odom is posel, bidei shamayim is kosher. B'masnise tono nema loyavoy patsua v'nema loyavoy mamza ma loholon bidei odom afkan bidei odom. The Baraisa said a different limud. Just like a mamza cannot be born only through a maisi yidei odom, abiyas chai v'krisos, is the same thing, A Petzua Dake can also only come from Mais B'deyodo. Omar Rove, Petzua B'kulon. The Psul Petzua is B'kulon. Dach B'kulon. Korus B'kulon. Petzua B'kulon means Ben Shenivtza Hagit, Ben Shenivtzu Beitzim, Ben Shenivtzu Chutei Beitzim. So that's also Dach B'kulon. Achlacher means crushed. Bein shenidach agit. Bein shenitchu beitzim. Bein shenitchu chutei beitzim. Korus bekulom. Bein shenichas agit. Bein shenichasu beitzim. Bein shenichasu chutei beitzim. Omer leYehu meRabbono leRove mimai dahai patzu edake bo'isai mokim. How do you know? To translate, ptsua means a ptsia, a wound, daka means something's crushed. So how do you know that this is going on oisei mokem? Eima me roishoi. Maybe it means that he was wounded in his head. It says that it's oisei mokem. Omalei, so Rove told him, midaloimona bei doiris. That means if this person is posel over Bekol. So why doesn't it say how many generations are posel over Bekol after him? By the other psulim it says that shalosh dairis or adoylam. Vladeir asiri lo yovi bekal Hashem. And here it just speaks about him. What's with his children? So we see from this that the psua dake is ba'isay mokim, and he can't have doires. So since the Torah did not ask a doire, so it would seem this psul of petsua is in a mokim that there can't be doires from him. So the Gemara is with Dilma Haidalaimona by Dairis the Ihu the Osa Brayu Babre Krosha. So the Gemara says, how do you know that's Pshat? Are you saying it's a very longish Pshat that theoretically that there should be a Psul Dairis? I call other Psul I call that there's a Psul Dairis. And if there's no Psul Dairis, it's ausgespart that he can't have doiris. Maybe not. Maybe just like this psulei kol that apostle oilam, this psulei kol that are also for shalish doiris, the shlishi yavi, two shalish doiris, the shlishi yavi bekal Hashem. Maybe this is a psul kol that's the osir alone. I mean, how do you know? To build from this, that's Pshan Petzua Dake. The EU does a Breye Babre Kroshe. So Rimal says, okay, that's a good kashe, a different terrace. Dum ye de Khrushchevcha, ma Khrushchevcha ba'isay moke, afainami ba'isay moke. So the Gemara says, Khrushchevcha gufei, Mimai de Ba'isei Mokim. How do you know Krush Shofcha speaking about Ba'isei Mokim? Eima Misfose. Maybe his lips are cut. That's a Krush Shofcha. So the Gemara says, Shofcha, Ksiv, B'mokim She'sheifech. It's speaking about that the Krisa was in a place that is Shviche, that something drips. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi. V'kulam beitzim v'gid v'chutei beitzim sh'beitzim tluyim ben b'sei chakis. Midaloi mono be'derish ma'amino v'dlaksiv be'ader shlishi ayasiri me'shenemzer be'mamzer b'amoyni me'yavi y'mitzri sh'ma'amino mishum dolav barinudehu. We don't have a psul kol, that's only Yasser himself, and the Gemara shlugs them up. So maybe this is the psul kol. Eima misfose sheshoifchim roik, that means one spits from the mouth, and kushofcho, Moses Krush Shofcha Upiv Einai Shofech El Zoyrek Lemelchik. It seems Shviche it drips. The saliva doesn't drip. A person can spit it out. But it's not called, it's not an Amokim Sheshofech. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema mechaytmai." Okay, maybe it means that he was chorus by his nose. The nose can drip. A person has a nasal condition; that can drip. So memela, and it's kushofchay. It's chorus, and the mokim that's shayfech. Miksiv bishofuch. Does it say that it was bishofuch by an aver that drips? Chus shofchoksiv. Mi shayedei krise shayfech, shalayedei krise ne shayfech ela mekalayach. Lafuki hai di idi bi idi shayfechud. That means if it is speaking about the chaitem, so the krise does not make it or break it. The krisa does not make that there should be a nasal drip. And here it seems that the krisa makes a shviche. That means without the krisa there is something else. Now you day the krisa, there's a shviche. So that means by isaimokim, that before the krisa sagid, it's mekaleach. It shoots out, and now after the krisa trips, it doesn't shoot out. What does Rashi say? Miksiv krus bishofuch mimokim horogol lishpoich koidem lachem. Shoifer shoises. It trips. Idi vi idi koidem krisa lachem krisa. It trips. The Masnisa Tone, a different Makoyah, that it's by Yisai Mokim. Lo Yovoi Petsua Nema, Lo Yovoi Petsua Dake, Venema Lo Yovi Mamza, Malaholon by Yisai Mokim, Afkan by Yisai Mokim. So I think Pshat in the Gemara is that just like a Mamza is Noitza, so the Tzuedak is also Ba'isay Mokim. In Kaina Manachno, so I think so this Gemara is enough in the Raya to the Taz in Hilchus Nida. The Taz in Hilchus Nida says, he brings down a smack that says this. The Taz says that Noshim are nizer not to sleep on a sadden, to sleep on a sheet that other men slept on. But they're not nizer to sleep on a sheet that their husband slept on. Now what is the difference? So the Taz says there is a chashash. Maybe there's some shichva zera on the sheet, and somehow maybe she can become this abba from the shichva zera. So he says, so what is the problem? So he says like this, Me'iker adin, afilu should become this abba from the shichva zera from another man, the child won't be a mamza. The child is kosher legamri. Kivin she'en kan bias isa. Mamzeris is only from a bias isa. And he says, a ben hanide, he said, we're speaking about a ben hanide, I'm sure she's a nide. A ben hanide is also from a bias isa. So if she be nis aber, it also is no problem. It's not called a ben hanide. Now why are they nizer to sleep on a sadin? Sheshochav sham odom acher, and the not nizar sheshochav sham bailayim. So he says al tafchone, because you want to know who the child is. So Mamela, if someone else slept on it, so the child could be born and we won't know who the father is. So that's why the Nizah not to sleep on. Asadin shalo damache. But on the husband they sleep. But Al Koponim, the Taz says a yesod, that Nisabra Bambati, Afilu Meisha Acher, there's no mamzeris. He says it's the Vlad is kosher legamri, that's the Loshana Taz. So I think that's what it says in our Gemara. Ma'alaholon bo'isei mokim. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that in order to become a mamza, you need a beer me'oisei mokim. So me'mela, so here the psi is also be'oisei mokim. So that's how we know the taich of p'tzua daka, that's bo'isei mokim. Nikev lamata meyatore shekenegdoi lamailo meyatore sova rabchia ba abo lachshurei omolei rabasi ocham rabishu ben levi atore kol shohu ma'akeves. Now, let us see Tosfos first. The Tosfos, I understand, hopefully. Then we'll go to Rashi. Nikev lamata mina atore, shekenegdoi lamailo mina atore. Voimari, dalgav gid, on top of the gid, haatore ma'areches, the atore is longer. That means the chelek ha'elyein of the gid. So the atore is longer. Ubetach toino shel gid, and the bottom of the gid, the atore is hileches umiskatzeres l'roisha gvir. That the atore becomes, it goes on a shipua, on a slant, and the atore is ends up by, on the bottom of the gid, it ends up l'roisha gvir, by the roisha of the gid. Vekoma nikvo nikev lemato minatore. If there was a nekev lemato minatore be'el yoinei shel gid. That means on top of the gid, where we have a lot of atore, there's a lot of boso there, there became a nekev, there was a nekev. That's lemato minatore. That means it's after the atore started. Lemato minatore means after the atore started, a nekev started. There was a nekev. So that's good. There's a nekev in the atore. That's good. That's not in the git. But a nekev mefulish. But the nekev is mefulish. It goes through. But by the bottom of the gid, already this is lemaila min haTorah. This is before the haTorah starts. Lemato, it's before the haTorah starts, and it's lemaila, it's after the haTorah started. Lefishe miskatzere shom, because there the Ator is miskatzer, it's not as oruch as it is lemailo. V'kom ha'sover rabchiyya l'achshurei. So rabchiyya wanted to be marsha. Why? Kiven the mitzad echot da'haynu be'el yoynoi ava lemato mi Ator. By the el yoynoi shel gid, by the top of the gid, it's after the Ator. But it's achtoino shel gid. It's lemaila mi haTorah. That's right. But umasik da atore koshu makeves uposel. Given that you need atore all over in order that a nekev should be kosher, you need that the whole nekev. Should be in atore. But if one chelik it is le mailo min atore, and the chelik atachten is le mailo min atore, so it is possible. Kivin shemitzadechot hu lamaylo minato. V'nire denekev mefulish bo'ino. Now, Taisu says another chiddush. You need a nekev mefulish. Dein loimer afulu loinikev ela ad chlal hagid. Va afulu lemato me atore posu. Kivin shim hoya nekev me eiver al eiver hoya bitzad echod lemailo me atore. And then Taisu brings the Rai from the Gemara further, which we didn't learn yet, so we'll skip the Rai. But Taisu wants to say as follows. And others wanted to learn that that's Pshat in the Gemara. Nikev lemato min haTorah means as follows. That on the Yoinei Shel Gid, it is after the haTorah started. Lemato min haTorah. Shekinegdoi lemaila minato. If it would go all the way through, so on the bottom chelik of the git, it would have been lemaila minato. But it didn't go all the way through. It just went till the shvil. And that was the shail of the Gemara. The shail of the Gemara was, and that was the tzad that it should be kosher. Because the whole nekev was in haTorah. If it would go all the way down, would go lemaila min haTorah, but didn't go all the way down. Fafal piken it is possible. But Taisa doesn't want to say that's true, because if everything was done lemaila min haTorah, so there's no psul whatsoever. Tais means a ray from a Gemara further. Now let us see Rashi. Nikev lemata miatore. Besoif agid, klape karke, vohilech anekev ba'alachsoi, v'yoytze kinegdoi lemaila min haTorah klape aguf. I don't know if Rashi is saying the same pshat like Tosfos, and Rashi is just saying that it's ba'alachsoi, which we have to understand, so why you don't need a lachs in Brit Mitzis, because I feel the nekev is kinegdai, not without a lachs, and it's also, it could very well be that the tachas agid is lemaila min haTorah. It's very unclear the case of Rashi. Lach shure hoil ve'in shnei roshei anekev lamayla me'atore. Because the both roshim are not lamayla me'atore. The chol lamata me'atore bosa ba'alma. So the nekev that started lamata me'atore, v'soif hagid, klapi akalkalach, I think this is like Tosfos, the chol lamata me'atore bosa ba'alma, k'diktoni mas nisen. If there's left over anything, if there's left over a chelik of the haTorah, it is kosher. haTorah is shura gevoya makefer svivei sagid. So what's the, so he told them, no, kosher. Kivin shanekev oiver derech al pnei kol haTorah, afilu nekev koshu makeves teodosoi uposel. It's very unclear what the teretz is. Basis is very clear. Masik dator koshu makeves. That you need You need a Torah Kol Shemakev, just like by Krisa, you need this to be Kehut HaSaira. You need a Torah. So if the Nekev, the Tachta in Shogidis is Lamailam in our Torah, it's possible. While it's unclear, Hashish Pshat. Let us go further. Vim Nishtaya Mea Torah. The Mishnah says that if there's left over, it's Nichas. But there's Nishtaya Mea Torah Kechut HaSaira. So the din is, Afilu Kechut HaSaira Kosha. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Shenichas Me'atore Ve'elach. That means from when the Atore started, they were koiris, the Atore, from the Atore and further. Dohosem Bisra Ba'almu V'loigid. Shein Gid Elam Atore Ve'elach L'tzad Aguf. That Gid is only from when the Atore ends L'tzad Aguf, and this is from when the Atore begins and further. So this is kosh. That's what it says in the Mishnah. From Nishtai Me'ator, Yosef Ravina Bekomi Bo'eloi, Moloi Achut Sha'omru. That what you need is to be left over a chelik of the Torah that could be as thin as the Chut HaSairo. Alpenei Kulo. Is that Alpenei Kulo? That the whole Gid has to be have in front of it by the Rosh of the Gid al kaponim besar haTorah kechut haSaira hoy apnei ruba, or if Rav of the Gid has a Torah kechut haSaira, it's also sufficient. Amalei Rav teisvol Ravina maloi achut apnei ruba. Uklape reisha. That roiv is sufficient. Roiv of the Gid is mechusa with our Torah. Kichut HaSaira, uklape reisha, and the roiv has to be with the reish agid, not with the tachtes agid. Chayre means that you cheshben the roiv hekev, including the reish agid in the shnei tzodim, not the tachtes agid in the shnei tzodim. Let us see Rashi, Uklape Roisho, Vovim Steimer Torim Aslisani Vakrisakoi. Uklape Roisho, Letzad Gufoi, Nishtayer Molei Hasar, Apne Roiv Ekeifo. Avol Im Nechtecho, Klape Haguf. But if it was nechtachot, klapi aguf, the klapi aguf was completely severed, the Torah. The nishtaya maloyachut min haTorah apne hekev kolagid bitzida klapi karke. That's bitzida on the tzadat's klapi karke, not the roish agid, the tachtes agid is possible. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Huna kekumis kishero. If the Gid was nechtach, like a kumis, like a pen, that means it was nechtach to a point, was cut on both sides, and it ends in a sharp point, kishero. Kemarze psula, but if there was in the Gid, there was an indentation made in the Gid like a marzev, that means the Gid has the same oivi that it had till now, the same roichev that it had, not the same oivi, the same roichev that it had till now, but in the middle of the Gid there's grooved out an indentation, so then it's possible. Hai sholit be'avire. If it's kemarzev, so avire sholit there. V'hai lo sholit be'avire. But if it's kekumes, So there's no problem. It's loy shalit be'avira. What does Rashi say? Ki kulmis kechitoch kulmis shemechatchim es chudoy ba'alachsein lichtoy bo, you sharpen a kulmis, but it should be mechudit, comes to a point. So here the gid was nechtach ki kulmis. So it's kosher ki marzev. Shenechkak, it was chokuk kisiloin, v'yesh loy defanais mi beis todim, the defanais remain, v'achakak be'emtza kemin tzinoil, and there's a chakak be'emtza kemin tzinoil. Kemarziv v'sholet be'yavura, avir, haruach nichnigid alone. There's nothing that is koilet avirkar umizbashel azera bechimum keil chosay. That means if there's no indentations in the gid alone, so memele there's nothing that is preventing this bashelas azera. That is the svore of the first mandioma. Then in Rav Chisda said takel. Hai gorit, kemarzev gorit shichva zera min haguf. Gorit, I think, is a lotion of greire, that it's moitzi. If it is kemarzev, so that means the git has the same roichev that it had all along, is gorit shichva zera min haguf b'shas tashmi, so it's moitzi the shichva zera min haguf, umazriya. Why? Sherei loy nechsa hagid mei oivyoi. The oivyoi agid, or the roichev agid, that's by marziv, the noigeya betzidei arechem. And the, since it has the same oivy, so the gid is noigeya betzidei arechem, umischamein. So then the gid becomes mischamim ayyidei tzidi arechem, umoitzi, so then it's moitzi de zera minagu, the yoyre kecheitz. That means the chamimis hagid is essential in order to be moitzi de zera from the guf, and it should be yoyre kecheitz. So marziv has the sibi that the gid could be mischamim, because it's noigeya betzidei harechem. V'hai loy gorit. But if the gid was whittled down, kikulmis, al yedei shenechsa uvyoi, since the oivya gid became whittled, v'einoi noigeya bekoisle harechem, it doesn't touch the koisle harechem, ein mischamim kolkach, so you don't have what to be mechamim the git. Ve'ein nimshach mitoich haguf bikiluach. So memele, if you don't have a powerful force to be moitzi the zera from the guf, you don't have this chimum, eloshoise, so it trips, it doesn't go bikiluach. So memele, so that's possible. So we have here amachloikes ameroim, which is better? Ravuna holds ki kumis kshere and kemarze psula because sholit boaviro. And Rav Chisda says kemarze kshere because marze is gorid and kumis is not gorid. Omar rove kevosei de Ravuna mistavre. Ravun is right. Haylei sholit be'avira, vay sholit bo'avira. This is zichra b'chesorim. That the sholit be'avira is the avira sholit there because of the two defanis. So that makes that it's not nischamim. It's not nisbashel d'zera. Aye, mishum greidus. Aye, but Rav Chisda said there's another problem. if it's kikumis, so it is not negeya pitzidei orechem, midi dahava barze dechavite. So it's not worse than a barze dechavite, a stopper of a barrel. So what does this mean? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, midi dahava a barze dechavite, shekotzer vedak milofono. You have a stopper that was whittled down in the front. It doesn't touch the koisle nekev achovitz. That means you'll put it in into the whole bitside achovitz. So it doesn't touch it. So it's not soisimit. Bifono. But that pshad is that the roish habarze is mechudet. And as the barze progresses, that means the rest of the oirech habarze is, it has this oivy. The roish, it's like a pencil, that the roish is mechudet, and later it has an oivy. But when you push it in a little further, that means if you have a thick barze, you don't have to push it in too much. The roisha barze is seisim the naked. If you have a barze which the roisha barze was whittled down, is so you have to push it in a little bit more. But lemaise, the further chalik of the barze will be seisim the chavis. Kach. Av al gav she'en roisha gid noigeya miponot. You're right. The roisha gid is not noigeya betzidei arechem. Mischamim hu machmas negiya sachoyrov. But there's still negiya. The gid is still, we're just saying that the roisha gid does not touch the tzidei arechem. Fine. But there's chalokim of the gid, which do touch the tzidei arechem. And these chalokim become the schamim mitzidei arechem. Period. That is one pshat in Rashi. So this pshat was that gorid means that it's mitzi the shichva zera min haguf, that was davke kemarzev, not kekulmes, and said, no, it's also gorit. Ista amri kekulmes gorit shichva zera mimei ishoi umeitzioi ve'einiklat. L'chayre, it would seem from the mashal, the pshat is like this. The shichva zera of the ish goes to the, there's a small opening in the tzavor horechem, a minute opening, and the shichva zera goes through that opening, and there, it remains there, and there it's niklat. It doesn't, the opening is too minute that it should come back. Lamaisa so remains in the rechem, and it's niklat in the rechem. What if you have that the roish hagid is mechudet? So then it could be that the roish hagid will open the tzavor harechem, and so it's open. So if it's open, so the shichva zer, which are in the mei ha'isha and the rechem isha, will pour out again. That means it is essential for the Ibar HaIsha that the Shichva Zera should remain in the Rechem. So if the Gid, the Roisha Gid has an Oivi, so the Roisha Gid will not open the Nekev. That means it touches the Defanis, but it doesn't go through the Nekev. So the Nekev is closed. So the Shichva Zera remains there. If it is mechudid, so it seems, so then That would seem from the Perish Ba'oruch Machmas Chadusoi, because it's so sharp, Shukikumis Goyred Miponov Umoitzioi. So it's Moitzi the Zera from the Rechem. So that she can become the Saba. It's a very lechayra. That's pshat achsach mer in this mahalach. So agavuch, it's very mechudishtik. That means im keinem anachnu. So the chesorin that the isha can't become this aber is because with this gid he always makes that the rechem becomes niftach, like, so he's moitzi the zera from the isha. So, l'chayre, we understand the psul of psuedake, krushovcha, the psul is that he's not roi lahoilid. I mean, here it's true, but the chesaron is not, I mean, the chesaron is because legabo, the zera won't be able to remain because the way the gid is shaped. That's a merudik echidish, that is such a psul. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, Imishum Greidusa, Vididahava Abarze de Chavite. Barze de Chavite, She'en Shipua Roishoi Negeya, Bidoifnei achovis shebifnim. So lochayre, what is pshat in the teretz? The teretz is lochayre that you could have a stopper, and it's meshupe, but the shipua does not reach all the way bifnim. The ene ashein shipua roisha neigeya bedeifnei achovis bifnim. So memelus of the Gemara means to say, even though the gid is even though the gid is mechuded, but it will not reach the rachem. So what's gate? So it won't do anything. Just like over there, bebarze the chavite ashein shipua roisha neigeya bedeifnei achovis shebifnim. It doesn't touch the doifin bifnim. It doesn't go so far. It's shipua, but it doesn't touch the doifin achovish bifnim. So mamela here also, the gid does not touch the tzavo harechem. That means that true. If it would touch it, so it could be it would keep the tzavo, the nekab of the tzavo open. That would make that the shichma zera would be nishpach, but it doesn't go so far.